Happy Monday. It's the beginning of another great week. This is my favorite day of the week, and this is Nicole Cornell from Thriving Life Health and Wellness here on Porchlight Radio. It is Monday, October 29th, 2018, and I hope you guys are having a great morning so far. I want to talk to you about time management and how we talk about time, how you're feeling about time, and how you currently spend your time. How many times do you breathe in a day? Let's start there. How many times do you stop and just take your breath? If you're feeling overwhelmed right now, just even thinking about time, let's just stop and breathe. Take a nice deep breath in. And exhale. And again. Exhale. This type of breathing helps engage and relax your response, how you feel. It helps you feel more calm and present and centered, and it has a huge effect on how your day goes. Okay. You can handle a lot of things within your day, and even more than you realize, if you just stop and breathe. All right. Breathing is going to really help your greater overall sense of intuition and presence and the way at which you ease through the day. So now let's talk a little bit about how you talk about time, how we all talk about time. Instead of always talking about how you don't have enough time, you know, how maybe your weekend went by way too fast, or you wish there was more time in your day, perhaps instead ground your energy and acknowledge that time is exactly what you make it. Say out loud instead, I create time, or I have as much time as I need. Even if these statements don't feel really true for you or resonate, by reprogramming the way that you think about time, you'll begin to operate this way and your time will just naturally start to flow in your direction. And then a tool and tip for you to look at the way you currently spend your time, okay? Take a list of everything that you do during the day. It needs to include things like personal care, if you shower every day, when you shower, when you go to work, what your family responsibilities are. How much time do you spend scrolling the internet or your phone? How much time do you spend in front of the TV? Do you like to read at night? Do you have an exercise routine, and how long does that take? Anything that you do on a normal day-to-day and how long it takes to do it. Be very honest with yourself. Be very specific with it. Realize that scrolling on your phone is accounted for. Taking a cigarette break should also be accounted for. When you're able to get a list of the things that you do with your time currently, you're able to narrow down opportunities that may be a missed opportunity or something that you're wasting your time on or being too idle on. So it's going to give you that big picture, okay? So what you want to do is then pick the top five things that you care about the most. You want this stuff to be inspiring, conscious stuff, conscious work, right? Your passion, purpose-driven stuff. You're looking for optimal physical, mental, and emotional health here. So really making time for things like self-care and the things throughout your day that make you feel the best. Where do you spend your time with the authentic and supportive friendships and relationships you have? Or are you spending too much time on ones that are the opposite of that? How much time do you spend giving back to friends, family, your community? Philanthropy work here, right? Volunteering. And then how much time do you travel or put yourself into a culturally diverse situation? For example, going to an art show or seeing some ballet or orchestra concert or something like that. How much time do you take trips and do things that are in nature, go for a backpacking trip, take a camping trip, go for a long hike. So you want to write down all of these things and what value they have in your life. And look at then your to lists, how you spend your day, and those top five things that you care about out of those categories. See where they line up. See where they're not lining up. You know, start shedding the activities that maybe are out of alignment, and then adding more activities that help the ones that you're keeping, you know, establish really good habits and start focusing your attention more on where your true obligations should be and want to be. And those kinds of things will help you feel a little bit more in alignment with your day and your purpose. And, you know, remember that every day should be a small bite towards this bigger dream, you know, and it gets broken down, right? So if you have a big goal and your accomplishment date is, you know, a year from now, what's your major 6-month achievement supposed to look like? What's your half that? What's your 3-month achievement supposed to look like? What can you get accomplished this month? And then what do you need to do per week to accomplish this month's goal? And what can you do every day to get closer to that weekly, then monthly, and so on and so forth? You can break that down really simply into 3 primary projects that you work on every day, with the emphasis of doing the toughest one first. If it's something that you can do for sure, I mean, it definitely is going to help you feel like you've accomplished more, you know, if you can get the hardest one done, or at least really get a nice big bite out of it that first part of the day. I find for myself, I get most of my inspiration in the morning, you know, after my self-care time, which is super important to me. So that's when I'll do a podcast like I am now, actually. It's only 9:15 in the morning. So obviously this is my big ticket item of the day, time to get things done. So I'll do a podcast, or I'll work on projects that I have coming up, or finishing up with client notes, or something that I have coming up with a client, or whatever that looks like. I'll do my most inspirational work in the morning. And typically it's after I've gotten that thing that's nagging me, that I know will nag me all day. I'm gonna do that first, and then I'm gonna do my most inspiring creative thing next. And some days it doesn't work out like that, you know. And you guys remember that it's like the 80-20 rule with food. You know, 80% of the time you should be eating as healthy as possible. 20% of the time you're allowed to cheat, right? And the more that you change your habits from toxic to healthy, the less really quote unquote cheating your cheats are, right? So if that makes sense. So give yourself, that's what I'm saying. So give yourself the opportunity to, you know, have a goal of accomplishing such and such throughout this week, right? Towards this 1 month goal. But be realistic about it. Realize that this time management skill is new and it takes practice. And so give yourself realistic goals. You know, this week, instead of I'm gonna do this one thing every day for 2 hours a day, I'm gonna really get serious about this. And then life happens, right? I mean, I have 3 kids. All of a sudden life just happened because a kid's sick and I'm stuck at home and having to deal with that. It totally took away my 2 hours today. And now I feel disappointed in myself because I have this unrealistic goal that I've placed upon myself. So what I'm saying is, if you have a goal, give yourself something realistic, like I'm going to do this for umpty scrunch amount of time for this amount of days during the week. So 3 days this week or 4 days this week, I'm going to work on my upcoming workshop for, you know, a span of approximately an hour each of those 3 or 4 mornings, days, whatever it be. I know that myself, because I'm so excited about doing these workshops and what it's like to teach people in real time, that I know my motivation and my inspiration in this thing, this that I have for this passion, it's going to allow me to talk about that and work with that and brainstorm with my team on it and do my quiet work at home and really do a lot of writing and creative work, I'm going to do that way more than 3 times for an hour, right? But now if life happens, I haven't just disappointed myself and thus like put myself in this negative cycle. I'm giving myself a realistic goal that I can accomplish as a human being, you know, spiritual being having a human experience. Because the human experience can sometimes become pretty difficult and create obstacles for us. So give yourself the opportunity to have a goal and allow yourself that extra time. You know, I always say put 30 minutes extra into your schedule when you have things to do or you're trying to set these priorities, right? Because that 30 minutes buffer that you throw in throughout the day is really going to give you the space for allowance, allowing yourself to be in the moment, to realize, right now I really feel the call to pull tarot. And I have, as it turns out, 30 extra minutes to go ahead and pull this tarot, which is a great self-care practice. And, you know, I'm feeling in tune and in alignment, so I should listen to this energy. And then I take the guilt away from like spending 30 minutes doing tarot, which wouldn't take me 30 minutes, but you see where I'm going with this. So, okay, I think I've beat a dead horse about time management, but look for an upcoming, and it's going to be in about 5-ish weeks, we'll be throwing out part 2 of our workshop Shade Tree Collective is doing, and I'll be doing a more in-depth kind of ideology of what Shade Tree is for you guys in the future. But for now, you can check it out on Facebook at Shade Tree Rising. We're at Instagram at Shade Tree Rising. I think it's at Shade Tree Rising Collective. Or you can look it up on via my Facebook page at Thriving Life Health and Wellness LLC, or my IG at Thriving Life Health Wellness. It's coming up about 5 weeks, and again, we'll be with amazing collaborators and members of the collective, healing facilitators in their own right, Sierra Cossey of Sierra's Vibe at Sierra's.vibes on IG, Nick DeBusk at the Spokane BBC or fitnessfood.fun, and Abby Bruckenberger at Authentic Abs, ABBS. Yeah, that's what she's at on IG. Check us all out. We're trying to make sure we're throwing content out for you guys all the time so that in all kinds of ways, through many different avenues, so that you guys can get an idea of who we are, what we're about, and what it's like to be a part of the Shade Tree Rising Collective. So, again, thanks for being so supportive and being here. I haven't been podcasting in a while. Working towards these workshops and having all these new things coming up and into my life has been so exciting, and feeling the energy and flow has been really incredible. If anybody's into numerology, I'll just give you a brief overview of why it's been so incredible for me. I decided to do this workshop and scheduled it, got it booked at the library for October 28th, which I didn't realize until a few days after was 3 days after my 33rd birthday. So 333, right? Universal number. I mean, such a cosmic number of alignment, being supported by your archangels and the universe and source energy, and you are in the flow, right? Some dope, dope number. But after that, all I've been seeing is threes, like threes everywhere. License plates, gas stations, in the grocery store. Since when did stuff at the grocery store start getting sold for $3.33? Never seen it in my life. Time, just everywhere. It's been ridiculous. So I've been really focusing on where I need to pay attention in the time management as well. Like, where am I paying attention to what I do with my time? And then having that allowance for being able to pay attention to what the universe is throwing into my path, what those three threes are really symbolizing that are coming in, directly influencing my passion-filled, purpose-driven life. So, and that's really that magical aspect of manifestation and law of attraction is in this time management bit, right? Having your goals, making your choices, having a schedule and a plan, really focusing on how you're spending your time, and giving yourself within that schedule of time that buffer for allowing the universe to work its magic. God, Allah, to me, it really doesn't matter what you call it. There is an energy that is beyond and above everything. And if you start making allowance for that energy and being true to your authenticity and your passion and purpose and focusing on your time management, how you use time, how you word time, how you think and feel about time and yourself, I mean, this is obviously a bigger subject, but holy shit, you guys, it makes the world of difference. That allowance is so key to throwing those people into your life, those opportunities, those experiences into your life that create the perfect conditions for change, transition, and transformation. So pay attention to those. Give yourself that awesome opportunity to pay attention to those by scheduling your life out. Sounds terrible. Schedule your life out. But hopefully you guys got what I was trying to put out there and my tips and tricks were helpful. If you guys are curious to learn more or would like some worksheets even on it or some sort of further information, I do have the workshop coming up, which is in a 6-part series, and this is part 2, so that'll be 5 weeks or so out. Or you can hit me up for a free session. I always offer a free 60 to 90 minute session to just see where you are and how we can work well together and if we work well together. And okay, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. And we'll talk to you soon. Much love.